This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Scott Stallings is a three-time winner on the PGA Tour, including defending this week at the Farmers Insurance Open. It's a pleasure to have Scott Stallings on the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. You've won a tournament 3 out of the last 4 years. Which was harder, Scott, winning that very first time or winning again?
Anytime you went on tour, it's tough. I mean, you know, everyone's getting better. The fields are getting stronger from top to bottom. And, obviously getting the first one is out of the way is a huge deal. But, you know, putting yourself in that situation again, you know, and being able to pull it out is equally difficult, I guess. But I don't know which one's tougher.
Well,
let
me ask it a different way then, Scott. Before you won in West Virginia, did you wonder if you'd ever win? And then how much wondering was there if you'd win a second time?
I don't know. I guess I put myself in that position to have a chance to win a couple times earlier that season and, played solid, but, you didn't really get it done coming down the back nine. And you just learn a lot about putting yourself in that position and understanding that a lot changes and a lot happens in the back nine of golf tournaments on Sundays. And, doing what you need to do to kind of be patient and kind of plod your way along and pick your spots and know when you can be aggressive and know when you can kind of, peel off a little bit. But, after I won my rookie year, I got hurt my second year and I really didn't know, what the rest of my career looked like. And I was fortunate enough to get back healthy and, have a chance to win again my second year, which was awesome. And, obviously winning here at Torrey is obviously the biggest win of my career and something that I'll never forget, on an incredible venue against a great field.
Did you, a lot of us can probably only imagine really what it feels like to win for that very first time. And I guess to all of that work and all of that sweat equity, get that monkey off your back. When you win a second and third time, are the feelings different?
They're different because, all the wins I've won different ways each time. I've birdied the last to get in a playoff. I've won in a playoff. I've won kind of, three or four ahead. Obviously at Torrey last year, there was a bunch of guys around the lead and, they hit a really good shot in there to 18 and have a chance to make birdie to get one ahead of the guys was pretty crazy. But every one of them felt different. The first one was so crazy that, I didn't really have a chance to realize, what I'd done until 3 or 4 days later. But in the second one, I played great all week. And then Torrey last year just kind of hung in, and just hit a good shot at the the 72nd hole. And they were all different, and they were all great, and they've all had different feelings. Obviously that was my first win with my family traveling with me on the road, and that was probably why it was my favorite, just to have them and have my young son there on the back of the green waiting for me, which was definitely one of my favorite moments in my career.
I took a look at your stats on tour, and nothing really jumps out at you as being far and away the best part of your game. What do you think is the best part of your game?
I don't know. I'm in the midst of, a pretty significant transition in my career and my game. And, you're going to have stats that are good and stats that are bad. And, you can always improve on every part of your game. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job as far as managing, understanding the situations I put myself in. And, I do a pretty good job of managing my game and kind of, some things I'm struggling with, kind of play around it and understand that, there's going to be, points in my career where I'm going to have to do a little bit better job of putting the ball in play off the tee and this and that. But for the most part, I did a really good job as far as course management and understanding how to, you know, kind of plod my way along and, you know, hopefully give myself an opportunity to take advantage of par fives and, you know, kind of manage the rest of the golf course.
We're talking with Scott Stallings, a three-time winner here on the PGA Tour, here on the Augusta Golf Show. Make any equipment changes over the off season?
I did not. I don't change a lot. I'll mess around with a lot of different things, but it takes a long time for them to actually make it in the bag. But, you know, same stuff. I've been playing for a while, and, you know, definitely look forward to getting, you know, going here for the remainder of 2015.
Oldest, most comfortable club in your bag is what?
Man, a good question. Probably my wedges. Yeah. I don't really change them out very much. You know, the irons have been in there for a long time. You know, the new Titleist woods are great. I've been in the bag for probably 6-8 months now, I guess. And all the stuff continues to get better and better each and every day. But my wedges have stayed the same for a long time. So that's probably what's been in the bag the longest.
You had the chance late last year. You went over to Australia, played in their PGA Championship. What did you learn from all of that? What did you want to accomplish in all of that?
I went down there to, you know, I kind of felt like I'd, you know, figured some things out of my game, and I wanted to have, you know, I'd started playing better and ran out of golf tournaments to play in, and I had a, you know, unfortunately I went over to China and, you know, had a slip on the range and hurt my back, and, you know, I didn't have a chance to, I didn't feel like I ended the season the way I wanted, you know, kind of, you know, fighting through injury the last, you know, term of the year, and, you know, the people in Australia were fortunate enough to give me an invitation to come over and play, and I wanted to have an opportunity to go play and compete and kind of, you know, continue to work on the things I'd been working on, and especially my short game, and, you know, had an opportunity to play with Adam Scott the first couple of days, which was an incredible experience in his home country where he lives, and learned a lot from him and had an opportunity to play side-by-side with him for a couple of days, and, you know, came up a couple short there at the end, but it was nice to go over there and play and compete for 4 days and, you know, get an opportunity to kind of start my way into 2015.
I know you're a Patriots fan. Where did you watch the game, and how crazy did you go on the interception?
I watched the game from the first row of the 10-yard line on the end zone where the final play happened. So I was really close. And Under Armour is one of my sponsors, and they were nice enough to give my wife and I tickets. And we had no idea that the seats were going to be that good. And, you know, little do we know, we're going to be there to be a part of history. And, you know, I was born in New England and proud Patriots, Red Sox, and, you know, just New England sports fan in general. And it was an opportunity to – we live in Scottsdale, Arizona in the winter, and it was nice to be able to sleep in our own bed and have a chance to go watch my favorite football team play and, you know, come out at the end with, you know, obviously one of the craziest finishes ever in a Super Bowl, and I was right there for all of it.
Did that make up for how bad you felt when the fumbled catch was ruled a catch?
That was on the opposite side of the field where we were, but it was crazy. I thought David Tyree had returned from the Giants and was going to ruin my hopes of trying to, you know, watch another Super Bowl win for the Patriots. But obviously, it was definitely one of the craziest endings in any football game I've ever watched on TV, let alone to be there and witness it all firsthand. And it was definitely a huge swing in emotions, and, you know, it got pretty crazy there at the end. And all the fans were all into it, and it was a pretty cool atmosphere to be a part of.
With your victories came Masters invites. Tell me about your experiences here. Tell me about what you thought about Augusta National. First of all, had you played the golf course before you teed it up in the Masters?
No, I had been to Augusta for a practice round in 2009. I'd walked the golf course, and I walked from the first tee to the 18th green, and I took pictures of every tee box and every second shot and all the greens and everything. And I was there for, you know, 4 or 5 hours and enjoyed my time walking around and this and that. And then I left, and, you know, I walked away, you know, not really being surprised by much other than the fact that I knew that I didn't want to come back until I'd earned an opportunity to play the event. And before that time, I'd had a couple invitations to go play, and, you know, I felt like I hadn't earned the opportunity to play the golf course until I'd earned an invitation to play the Masters myself. And but once I earned the invitation in 2012, I made many trips. Knoxville's not that far of a drive, and Made a few trips down, played, got to know a few members there in Nashville, Tennessee, and kind of around the area in the southeast, and they were fortunate enough to take me over and play. And there's no other place like it in the world. You know, it's definitely my favorite event, my favorite venue on tour, and have an opportunity to play and represent my friends and family and all the people that have helped me get to where I am today, and to play in that event and to be a part of it for a couple times in my career is definitely something I'll never forget.
He is Scott Stallings, defending this week at the Farmers Insurance Open. Play well, Scott. Thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys very much for having me on.